I'm Sally Bishop. I'm the Graduation and Events Manager here at Keele University. I work with a fabulous team of lovely ladies in the office. My colleague,
Sean Colley. I support Sally. I'm the Events and Conferencing Executive. So I mainly deal with a lot of the admin work on the build up to graduation and dealing with student inquiries on the run up to the big day.
And your other colleague that's with us?
Our wonderful line manager, new to the team this year, but is doing a fantastic job, is
Sharon Fulk. So I'm Senior Events and Conferencing Manager, and I look after the university team. And we cover all university events, so not just graduation, open days, enrolment. We do building openings, profile events, awards ceremonies, away days. So yeah, we're quite a busy team, so lots going on.
Sally, when does planning for graduation week actually start?
More like, when does it end? It starts, so for July, it starts in March. That's when I start timetabling for ceremonies, for invitations to go out in April. And obviously then that runs right the way through until July. Come January ceremonies, we sort of start about September time, planning for January again. Timetabling for ceremonies, sending invites out as the first start. That's just a small bit of what's to come. So you have a couple of months off where I go into hiding, but the rest of the time, yeah, it's full on with graduation stuff.
So how many graduations have you yourself managed and put together?
That is a good question. I've been here 10 years, so that'll be 20. God, I had to think that would hurt my brain then with maths. 20. Yeah. Gosh, when you say that.
So surely by now you've got a template, you've got a folder on your shelf in your office. You just take that template off and just change the date, don't you?
If it was that simple, we kind of do. We kind of do. We do have a template that we run to. But there's always things that are thrown into the mix. You know, we have honorary degrees coming through, we have to slot those into the timetable depending on what school, what faculty are going through. We try and get all students to go through on a particular day so they're graduating with their peers rather than having them split across the week. So oftentimes honorary grads will have a particular focus with what they're receiving their award for, so they sit very nicely in one ceremony. So that's why you kind of tend to, you know, it all has to slot in afterwards. Then we have prizes, then we have all sorts of other bits and pieces going on in ceremony. So it starts off small by me inviting all the students, and then there's all these other elements that are slotted in after.
So this year we've been really focusing on improving the student journey. It's not just about when they're in their ceremony and graduating, it's about from the start of the day when they're arriving on campus. So first of all, when they get to campus, they'll be parked by our parking team. They'll make their way over to the Water Mobley building in to collect their tickets, and they'll be greeted by our student ambassadors who will explain the steps of the day and where they need to go next. And once they've got their tickets, the next stop for them will be to get gowned up. So they'll head through and get their gown on, check themselves in the mirror, of course, before they go, making sure they're looking presentable.
Absolutely.
And caps aren't falling off. Gowns down, slouching down your shoulder. But yeah, so they'll get gowned up, and then afterwards they'll make their way over to the Students' Union, where they'll have their official photographs taken by Tempest Photography, and that will be with their family as well. Once they've had their photos taken, they need to make sure they're over at the chapel. We say 45 minutes before the ceremony is due to start, just to make sure that everyone is over there. Even though we say 45 minutes, it's still close to the bone sometimes. But that just ensures that everyone's outside. So once the guests and the graduands enter the chapel, they'll then be handed over to our usher team of staff to help everyone get seated.
Yeah, so everyone has a colour-coded ticket to know where they're seated. And we have 11 ushers actually in the chapel itself to direct people to seats, make sure they sort of go down the pews and fill every seat that we've got up. And then they'll just tick off all the students. So we've got a number of ushers, four ushers that go down the lines and just check we've got every single student in the right place. And then they come back and we check a master list just to make sure that everyone is in where they should be seated, ready for the ceremony. As soon as that happens, we do a little announcement for the procession to come over, and we actually close the doors to the chapel, and that's officially when the ceremony will start. So procession will then come over, we'll give the nod, as I mentioned earlier, to the organist, we'll open the doors, and the procession will then lead through, which is headed up by our Mason Beadle, which again we get volunteers from across the university. And then once they've done the ceremony, they come out of the ceremony and then go outside, and we get them on the steps outside the chapel, and they have a picture with the conferrer and all the procession outside the chapel. So that's quite a nice experience. And then obviously for this year, they will come over and celebrate at Keele Hall with us. So yeah, that's how the day runs for the students.
So how many students will be graduating this week?
Well, we've invited 3,000, so probably looking at about 2,500. But with guests and everything, we'll be expecting about 10,000.
So that, is that 10,000 glasses of bubbly that you'll be serving?
It is, yeah. Around 2,000 glasses a day. So we've got new for this year, graduation festival that's taking place at Keele Hall for all the students to come along with their family and friends after they've graduated. So they'll come down to Keele Hall, glasses sparkling on arrival, go out into the gardens. We've got lots of food stalls. They can go and help themselves to food, which is all free. Then we've got some live entertainment taking place on the lawns. So we've got different acts from students, saxophonists. So that should be quite entertaining. And we've also got a large teepee going up. And that's all about anything that they want to do following on through the careers. So we're going to have postgraduate association there. Careers are going to be in there. So, yeah, they can go along and chat to them and see what they want to do after graduating.
Sean, what's the highlight of graduation weeks for you?
I would probably say seeing the students coming out of their ceremony. I think many students are, although they're looking forward to the day, they get so nervous beforehand. And I think it's just that final celebration when they've walked across the stage, they've gone back to their seat, and then they all go outside the chapel to have a big group photograph together. And I think it's just that moment of, I've done it. For the students, so it's so lovely to see them all smiling, happy faces with their friends and family.
Yeah, I would agree with that wholeheartedly. You know, it's a hard slog for us because, as you say, we're a small team trying to pull graduation together. And it's not just us, you know, it is a university-wide contribution from everybody. You know, people who are volunteer for ushering, they're taking, you know, days out of their working week to help us out. You've got grounds, catering, all the academics come for the procession, all sorts of different people, you know, everybody is involved, the SU. I know that Klaus Moser is full of honorary grads and VIPs and things, so everybody pulls together. But I think for us, the small team that we are, we're quite lucky because we get to see each individual coming out of that ceremony beaming. And for us, it's a hard slog getting there, but it's all worth it to see that during the week. And once the week's done and we nearly fall over, we're like, hooray, we've done it again for another year. Let's start on the next one.
So Sharon, you're new to the team. What are you looking forward to most?
I'm looking forward to being in the chapel. So obviously in winter graduation in January, I was here with the team working in the chapel. And we just get all the chapel ready. We make sure the procession comes over on time and make sure they've got everything that they need in terms of the speeches and that on the lecterns ready to go. I even give the nod to the organist to say, right, play, the procession's coming in. But I do love that buzz when we start a ceremony and the procession comes in, and the students are quite nervous that, but all the family are so excited, they're all taking pictures, and it's just such a lovely atmosphere. But I think, like these guys said, when the students come out, it is really nice. But yeah, I'm just enjoying being in the chapel and with the ceremonies and sorting all our procession out and our honorees and getting everyone sat where they should be sat. But it'll be a good week, and then it'll just be nice to have the added party afterwards over at the hall. So yeah,
20 graduations that you've probably put together, Sally. There must have been something over the years that has really gone wrong. Yeah, tell us, you know, give us a little bit of an insight behind the scenes. What's the biggest fly in the ointment you've ever had?
I think we were chatting earlier, when students don't arrive on time for their ceremony, it can cause a big headache for us, because we can't, once the ceremony's in session, we can't interrupt it. So then we have to schedule them in to the next ceremony. And oftentimes that award isn't always in the following ceremony. So then we have to quickly go away, rewrite the script that's given to everybody and slot people in. That can be a little bit of an issue. Oh, the M6 causes us some serious issues at times as well, with people being late or adverse weather. Last year we had 40 odd degrees in July, and then the last 2 days it went down to 12 degrees and was raining. So when you're running around in sandals, that's an issue. And then this January we had snow. So the weather's always going to throw you some elements that you're not sure of.
The thing is though, even when it's unexpected, like we do have such a good team that yeah. it just gets sorted, doesn't it? Like you say with the weather, when it was snow, you wouldn't have even noticed any issues on campus. Like the estates team were out working really early, weren't they, to get it sorted. So yeah. I think we've always got that reassurance that someone exactly. will sort a potential issue.
The snow for winter graduation looked gorgeous, didn't it?
Beautiful for photographs. Not so beautiful for me trying to get here on that Wednesday morning.
And high heels.
And high heels, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was a bit of a concern, because on the Wednesday, Sally wasn't here, and Sally's obviously the key person to graduation. So we were all in a little bit of a panic, my first one, but we did have a colleague with us, Catherine, who's done it before. So, yeah, snow caused a huge problem. And then all the students were arriving late, so we were having to put multiple students in different ceremonies. So it did cause us a lot of work, didn't it, the snow. But it looked beautiful for the students graduating. They wouldn't have known what was going on behind the scenes, would they? We're very swan-like, aren't we? It's going really fast and our tops are very perfect.
There's lots of different hats that we wear during that work week, but we wouldn't have it any other way, you know. I think that's the beauty of this role, is that you work so hard on it for months and months and months, but we actually get to see it.
So what makes a good graduation?
Edit that. Coffee, chocolate, yeah. Yeah, and actually... Yeah, that joking aside, it is everybody else. You know, we literally couldn't do it without everybody else, you know, without the girls hoovering the carpet in the chapel of a morning, you know, the estates guys coming out because the door won't open into the chapel, you know. You've got the grounds guys making sure that all the bins are emptied and the grounds are looking spectacular. There's flowers everywhere. You know, the catering team are making sure everybody's fed and watered. You've got our academics in the procession, ushers helping people, trying to find their seats. We have an endless supply of student ambassadors, which we really could not do without. Sean deals quite heavily with the ambassadors, and they're spread far and wide, aren't they? So they really do help us out. And the SU help us with regards to things that go on inside the Students' Union, with regards to they have the photography over there, and they have like a baby changing facility, various eateries and stuff. So they have that over there for sort of pre-ceremony celebrations, if you like. And as Sharon's mentioned, we have the graduation festival for the first time this year. It is new to this year over here at Keele Hall. So we're quite excited to see how that's going to go down.
How are each of you going to celebrate then at the end of graduation week, Sally?
Well, I have the following week off. Make sure I get that in the diary first. So I have a week afterwards off just to sort of like recover a little bit. But I don't know. I think this year we might come over to the festival and see what's what, because I don't know whether we'll actually be able to get the time away from ceremonies to come over and see what it's like. Sharon might be able to. It just depends. But I'm not sure whether I will be, because the moment one ceremony goes in, I'm dealing with the next set of crisis that comes up. If for the next one, you know, with missing tickets or haven't ordered gowns, those sorts of things. So I'll try and get over. But if not, I think I might head over on that Friday after the last ceremony goes through.
Yeah, I think pretty much the same. I think we'll probably all come over, have a look at the graduation festival, and then possibly go for a drink afterwards to celebrate getting through that week, because it is quite a long tiring week. We are sort of working from about 8 in the morning till about 5, 6 at night on our feet all day. So a nice drink, hopefully in the sunshine.
And then a lie down in a dark room for a week. Definitely.
Yeah.
But yeah, now I'm looking forward to seeing the graduation festival after having a glass or bottle of Prosecco. And then just relaxing after. Like we've said, it's so full on the build up to graduation. It's nice just to take a breather and reflect on the week and then ready for the next set in winter.
Well, have an absolutely wonderful week.
Thank you.